our voices as one, let us pray. Gracious, loving, and merciful God, in this Christmas season, as the light of your word penetrates our hearts, as we are reminded of the gifts of life and faith, as the glories of the heavenly hosts echo in our church, we open ourselves up to your Spirit and give you thanks. We are grateful, Lord Jesus, that your story has become our story. Amen. Sisters and brothers, peace was born on Christmas Day, and it is our peace to share. The peace of Christ be with you. Now give it away. The wait is over, the word is out, we have found our unlikely God, poorest of the poor, lying in a feed trough, son of a teenage mother, and we rejoice. The wait is over, the word is out, wise ones are doing foolish things like following stars, kings are fearing and fighting for their power, ordinary shepherds living extraordinary lives, and we rejoice. The wait is over, the word is out, Jesus Christ is born, Christmas is here, God is among us and calls us one. So the young and the old, the gay and the straight, the singled and partnered, those who believe and those who doubt, the cis and the trans, the lost and the least, the proud and the shy, God calls us all home and one, and we rejoice. So welcome to Old South Church in Boston. Welcome on this fifth day of Christmas. Welcome to this rejoicing people. I have a couple of announcements. First, our friendship pads. They are found at the aisle end of each of your pew. They're black fellowship pads. Pick those up, pass them down. As they do, take a look at the names of those sitting around you. This is a big place, and pads are important tools for helping us in the pews know one another better, and also for helping the staff be aware of who's among us this morning and extend a special welcome to you all. We invite everyone here to join us immediately following worship straight through the back in the Gordon Chapel for a time of coffee and conversation. It is there where we look forward to greeting you. Take a look at the insert inside your bulletin where you will find information about upcoming stewardship season during the season of Epiphany, new small group opportunities, and other ways to dive deep in the new year. You might have thought you got everything you wanted under the tree on Christmas Day, but you would be wrong, because the greatest gift, next to the birth of Jesus Christ, is Mitchell Crawford, who's behind me. Our Minister of Music, Mitchell Crawford, if you've not seen this, then you're missing out as he commands the stops and pipes and pedals and keys of the great Skinner organ on New Year's Eve. So we will host three concerts on Tuesday to welcome in the new year. The sanctuary will fill, so get here early. Information about those concerts and that great gift of Mitchell. Mitchell. He'll be wearing a bow on New Year's Eve. More information is in your bulletin. Friends, the wait is over. The word is out. Jesus Christ is born. Our God lives and breathes among us. We are not alone. So let us worship God.
This morning's reading is Psalm 148. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise God in the heights. Praise God, all the angels. Praise God, all the host. Praise God, sun and moon. Praise God, all you shining stars. Praise God, you highest heavens and you waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for God commanded and they were created. God established them forever and ever and fixed their bounds which cannot be passed. Praise the Lord from the earth, you sea monsters and all deeps, fire and hail, snow and frost. Stormy wind fulfilling God's command. Mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, wild animals and all cattle, creeping things and flying birds. Kings of the earth and all people, princes and all rulers of the earth, young men and women alike, old and young together. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for God's name alone is exalted. God's glory is above earth and heaven. God has raised up a horn for the people, praise for all the faithful, for the people of Israel who are close to God. Praise the Lord. May we be blessed with understanding.
Please be seated. And will you pray with me? May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. The spiritual, go tell it on the mountain, has come to mean many things depending on the time and setting in which it is sung. Freedom anthem, traditional hymn of the faith, a simple song of Christmas. As is the case with most spirituals, its music and lyrics cannot be attributed to any one person. African-American composer John Wesley Work is credited with formally adapting the song and including it in a songbook in 1907. But the versions of Go Tell It on the Mountain are as varied and distinctive as the people performing it. The lyrics have been adapted and readapted and personalized countless times. And always at its heart is a theme of celebration. The angel's announcement to the shepherds, good news, great joy, that a Savior had been born for them, must have reverberated with hope for the enslaved people who created this song. It is one of the miracles of Christmas that this good news of Jesus, of love and liberation for all people, would be proclaimed from on high to a group of shepherds, people who were of the lowest social class, who had no claims to property or status, no hope of escaping their lot in life. This good news was for them, that a Savior had been born. It was the same good news heard in the fields of the South, a promise of liberation, of hope, of God's breaking into the world. Good news, great joy, worthy of a song. We sing the song Go Tell It on the Mountain each Christmas season, and it's a crowd pleaser. We really get going for Go Tell It on the Mountain, at least I do, because the good news, the great joy, is for us as well. It bubbles up within us, this feeling that God's love is real, and it is for us. And it is made real in the gift of Jesus Christ. And we feel like shouting, praise God from the highest heavens, praise God in the highest heights. Praise God, all you angels, all the host, praise God, sun and moon and all the shining stars. Praise God, you creepy, crawly creatures. Praise God, you animals in the depths of the sea that we've yet to identify. Praise God. Praise God, you trees and rocks and rivers and mountains. Praise God. I think it is fair to say that Christmas is the peak, the pinnacle of our worship year. Now, some might argue that that is Easter. It's a close rival. But what I will say next, I think, applies to both. I find that with all of the excitement and exuberance of Christmas, the next day and the days that follow, I'm in a bit of a funk. There's a little bit of post-Christmas depression that seeps in. Perhaps all of my endorphins have been fired and my brain just needs a rest. Or maybe the twinkle lights can only hold back the dark of a winter's night for so long. At times, like Charlie Brown, I feel fed up with all the commercialism of it all and how Christmas feels so very disposable, like after the paper is torn off the packages and thrown in the trash, we're supposed to move on to the next New Year's party or start stockpiling candy hearts for February. All of that buildup to that one day, and then the letdown. This is why I am particularly grateful for Christmastide. As we know from another of our most loved Christmas songs, there are actually 12 days of Christmas, not just the one. All the way from December 25th to Epiphany on January 6th, we are called to celebrate Christmas. While I admit that it would be quite difficult to celebrate Christmas like we do on the 25th for 12 days in a row, I do think that this season encourages us to think about what makes Christmas, Christmas. Is it the presents, or gathering with the family, or going to church? Well, for me, the answer comes from my favorite Christmas movie. No, not It's a Wonderful Life, or Rudolph, or even Die Hard. My favorite is The Muppet Christmas Carol. And I truly think that this is possibly the most theologically profound Christmas movie there is. If you haven't seen it, I highly recommend it. At the center of the film, which is an adaptation of the Charles Dickens original, is a song sung by the ghost of Christmas Present, seeking to explain to Scrooge what Christmas is all about. Sing it if you know it. A cup of kindness that we share with another, a sweet reunion with a friend or a brother. In all the places you find love, it feels like Christmas. It's true. Christmas is when Jesus Christ, the embodiment of love, is born into the world. Whenever we show kindness, and when we create room for love, Christmas comes again. And as the song continues, the true meaning of Christmas is to let it last all year if we can. To keep making room for kindness and keep sharing love in the world. And the love we find and the love we share, we carry with us wherever we go. The season of Christmastide reminds us that Christmas is not only one day, that we are called to make it last throughout the year, to show kindness, cultivate love in the world. And one way we do that is by telling the stories. Christmastide is a challenge to go tell it. Have you experienced the love of God? Liberation from what binds you? A hope rooted in something bigger than yourself? Well, go tell it. Tell your mom. Tell your dog. Go tell it. Do you know, in fact, that forgiveness is real? Go tell it. Tell your friend who is trapped by shame. Do you believe that the good news is for every person, from the lowliest shepherd to the most powerful dictator? Well, go tell it. Go tell it on that mountain. Look. Most of the noise out there, what gets the most airtime is the bad news. Of rich get richer, of power corrupting absolutely, of selfishness and hollow honor and money as proof of success. But we have a different story to tell. One of a vulnerable baby who would turn the world upside down. A story of weakness as true strength, of a selfless love that cannot be stamped out, but grows larger the more it is shared. We have a story, and oh, what a story. And we've got to tell it, because there are so many in the world who hunger for just a bit of good news. A glimmer of hope, a whisper of justice. And we have a song to sing of a people who once lived in bondage, but sang a song of liberation, who could shout a promise of good news from the mountaintops, never knowing the echo would return generations later from a world that had made just a bit more space for love. May our voices rise in singing praises to God echoing the joyous strain, that in our song and in our living, we might celebrate Christmas this day and every day. Amen.
God be with you.
Also with you.
May the peace of Christ dwell in our hearts.
Christ is our peace, our light, and our hope.
Let us pray. We praise you, Lord, creator of all of us, men and women, old and young, praise the glory of God. We confess that even in this season, we can lose focus of the most blessed event, Emmanuel. We allow commerce to divert us, Instagram, Amazon, food and drink all distract us from this central truth of God's grace. Our Christ Jesus is born among us. In celebration and thanksgiving, we lift voices in song and praise. Hear these our prayers. For the leaders of our nation, commonwealth, city, and our church, give them wisdom and courage to act with righteousness and justice in all things. For those in the military, foreign service, non-governmental organizations, and others whose missions have called them far from home, give them comfort and protect them. For those who are oppressed by conditions of the economy, society, violence, ill health, or environmental degradation, give them blessings and mercy for us all. Give the will, the understanding, the confidence, and the power to care for the oppressed and to undertake to correct injustice in faithfulness to your word. Hear these, the prayers of your gathered people, as each of us lifts our private prayers in the silence of our opened hearts. Breaking the silence together, we say the words that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
My favorite moment on Christmas Eve is after the family service, hundreds of worshipers leaving and a child rushing by, only experiencing us for that quick hour, gladly proclaims, "See you next year." And their face falls as I tell them we do this every week. But that's okay, because for that brief moment, for that hour, here's what that child experienced. A sturdy church building, fashioned with beauty and filled with heat and safety that's open for all. A service filled with carols and holy pageant chaos as the Christmas story is proclaimed with joy and fun. A household of God, the gay and the straight, the housed and unhoused, those who believe and those who don't, families that look like theirs and families that don't. For a brief moment, once a year, that child experienced a glimpse of God's reign on earth. And we get to do that every single week. So with thanksgiving and hope, the morning offering will now be received.
Was
friends, only God is perfect, a small typo in your bulletin. Our final hymn is actually found on page 584 of your hymnal. Let us pray. God of grace and peace, as you have shared your life with us through the child in the manger, now through these gifts, let us share your life with others, that we may proclaim in word and deed the good news and great joy of your coming, through Jesus Christ, the light of the world. Amen.
So let us go out from this place with songs of praises on our lips and hearts filled with joy. Let us go forth and tell the good news to everyone we meet, and let the whole church say, Amen.